This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. Federal education officials announced a grant program this week to speed up the processing of the Troubled Free Application for Federal Student Aid Forms, or FAFSA. Students need to file the form to determine financial aid eligibility, but a late release of the updated form, miscalculations, and numerous technical glitches are causing major delays at colleges nationwide. U.S. Undersecretary of Education James Quall told reporters Wednesday that grants will be available to school districts and other groups to conduct FAFSA clinics and provide after-school advisors.
Students who complete a FAFSA today can expect their records to be sent to colleges within 1 to 3 days. We are continuing to make this process as smooth as possible for all students.
But Davida Haywood, Vice President for Student Affairs and Enrollment Management at Johnson C. Smith University, says the process is still anything but smooth.
We were preparing and anticipating for some of the delays. I'm not sure we were all thinking that we would be sitting in the month of May and still having some of the challenges that we are experiencing. So very similar to other institutions, some of our students are still hitting some of the error walls that are a part of the new FAFSA, namely parents, tax information. There were some glitches there. There were also some glitches around individuals who may not have had a Social Security number. And now there's a workaround to encourage those students to go back in and attempt to finish the application. We've also gotten, some calls about, hey, I'm in the system. I've come to a standstill and nothing is advancing. So we're making ourselves available when students hit those walls.
Well, what percentage of your students apply for federal aid?
So we are sit roughly at about a 69-70% Pell eligible status, which means a number of our students complete the FAFSA. A number of them would not be able to finish their education here at Johnson C. Smith University without completing that FAFSA. So it is key. And while we're saying, hey, you need to go ahead and get your classes for fall, we also need you to complete the FAFSA, but you may encounter an error.
Do you know how many packages have been sent out, especially to that freshman class? Is it 10%, 20%? Because I've talked to a lot of schools and some of them are saying they are so far behind because of these glitches with the forms.
I wouldn't even put that at a 10% at this point, just because of the ongoing glitches. Like, part of our errors at the moment is just being connected to the federal database called EdConnect. You have to be connected to that in order to be able to access the ICER. So we can't even get to packaging because if I'm not fully connected, I'm not pulling down the most accurate information. I don't know of any institution among my colleagues that are readily cranking. Mm-hmm. We're just not there.
Yeah. And ICER, that's the information on the student that has been compiled that colleges receive.
That's correct. Yeah. That information is generated from what the student puts on their FAFSA.
Well, have you extended deadlines? Because I know a lot of schools, May 1st, which has passed, was the deadline to commit. And so many schools have pushed it to May 15th or in June.
We don't really have a set deadline for students to officially declare. JCSU has always operated as a rolling admissions institution. So even if you have not applied and been accepted before May 1st, You still have time almost up to the start of the new academic term to apply.
I would imagine that with you having such a high percentage of students who probably will need financial aid, that's causing a bit of stress with the students.
And us. But again, we remain hopeful that some of these kinks will work themselves out, that we can continue to serve as a resource for parents and students, and that they can begin making some firm plans.
And one thing that I talked to some schools, they said that because of the glitches, they are having to process some of the stuff by hand because of errors and the calculations. There were miscalculations. Are you guys having to do that?
Yeah. So, and that's not a fun process at all because there's so many federal regulations. Having our people, and I will tell you, they are stressed out, positively stressed out. They remain hopeful, But that manual process is tedious. But what we don't want to do is either under award a student or over award a student. There are significant consequences for an institution that has not abided by the federal law. And we don't want to find ourselves in that position.
And you said you have 450 slots and less than 10% of those financial aid packages have gone out. So that's less than 50.
Yeah, it's pretty low, but it's consistent across where we're seeing other colleagues and institutions. But I would encourage families to continue to explore external scholarship opportunities. As a UNCF school, we're driving high school students to go ahead and set up their profiles on the UNCF website, because UNCF actually has some pre-college scholarships that are made available to high school seniors right now. Financial aid is one means. We want you to look at scholarships and grants first. Loans should be your last resort. So if you still have access to civic and social organizations that have scholarships available, if your faith institution may have scholarships available, use this time to still apply, because every dollar counts.
Davida Haywood is Vice President for Student Affairs and Enrollment Management at Johnson C. Smith University in Charlotte.